VOA News. The United States says it will impose sanctions on Russia later this month for using a chemical agent. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The State Department says Russia violated international law by using a chemical weapon, pointing to Moscow's use of a nerve agent in a bid to kill a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The UK says Russia was behind the attack in March, which the Kremlin strongly denies. Two other British nationals with no ties to Russia have been poisoned since then by the same substance. The sanctions are due to take effect in about 2 weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wednesday, a senior State Department official said Russia could face another round of, quote, more draconian sanctions within 90 days unless it provides reliable assurances it is no longer using chemical or biological weapons. Late Wednesday, the British Foreign Office said it welcomes the U.S. sanctions. Russia has so far not reacted to the sanctions, but it has previously denied any involvement in any poisonings. The U.N. representative to the Mideast, Nikolai Mladenov, is urging Israel and Hamas to step back, quote, from the brink after both sides exchanged rocket fire on Wednesday. Militants fired around 70 rockets into Israel from Hamas-controlled Gaza. Israel responded with airstrikes, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding five others, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The violence came even while both sides expressed some optimism that a truce can be worked out to help avoid a fourth war between Israel and Hamas. Palestinians have held weekly protests along the Israeli-Gaza border since March, when Israel began preparations to mark its 70th anniversary as a country. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe.